You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
You doing better?
No.
I kind of knew it was you when you walked in because most people don't have three legs. So, yeah.
Crutches suck.
They do, right?
You know, one thing though, I worked with somebody who tore up their knee, and if I can get through life without having those little you kneel on a scooter type thing.
Yeah. That's all elevator, steps. Yeah. But those like braces, they're like heavy duty looking. Those look kind of cool
on your feet. You mean
no on or your like, on your ankle on your knee?
You know, people with, like, the hinges on the sides. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want one, I've got one at home.
Can you adapt it for my Achilles tendon?
Yeah,
right. Well, put a little bit. But anyway, those braces look kind of cool. It's like, wow, that dude's tough. Anyway.
I mean, you guys got to realize I got an infliction. Affliction. God, what is it?
I'm sure. It's a little early for this.
Should be throwing out those big medical terms.
Like a pulled muscle?
No, it's like, it's something like
it's torn, right?
No, if you got like a rash that keeps coming back, it's an affliction.
Okay. We'll give you that, like Todd said early.
And the action of inflicting something unpleasant on someone or some things, that's infliction.
Okay.
Affliction.
Okay.
With the A.
Affliction means something that causes pain or suffering. So you have affliction.
You have affliction.
That's with an A then, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got an affliction. What?
It sounds just like you said infliction.
Yeah. I got it. I got it.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm saying.
Did you go to the doctor?
No. But here's what I'm saying. What are they going to do? What's the doctor going to do? Right down the block is urgent care. What's he going to do? Is he going to give me something to take away the pain? No.
Give you advice.
You know what he's going to tell me to do? Keep it elevated, put ice on it, and take a leave.
Yeah.
There's nothing more they will do.
What about heat?
No heat.
No?
All ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he said?
That's what I know they'd say.
$40 to hear from an expert? Come on. That's spend it on... Well, whatever. Okay, go ahead. So what's the progress?
So what it is. I did. Okay, so I know how I did this. Okay, working out, all right, at the Croc Center.
Yep.
But I was, you know, walking, and I felt it a little bit, you know, whatever. So then, but here's the deal. So I read a thing on, well, if you get bored with cardio, here's what you should do. If you like to play basketball, here's what you should do. Shoot around, and they got the greatest basketball court I've ever seen at the Croc Center. It's mind-boggling nice. Mm-hmm. And so they got the basketballs there. Although they need to inflate them a little more. When you want to bounce, you want it to come up here, and they're like halfway. I hate that. So I'm going to bring my own air pump, I think. But anyway, so they said shoot around, but instead of just casually, you know, walking up, kind of sprint to get the ball, sprint back. He said you'll get a cardio like you can't believe, and you'll be having fun. You'll be doing something.
You playing by yourself?
Yeah. You're not just thinking, oh, although I did walk through that rainforest in New Zealand the other day. I told you about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. So I did that. And I think that's how I tweaked it from those quick start and stop.
Yep. That could do it. And I told you, but why don't you just put your toes like on the steps and go up and down?
Yeah, I know. I read that too. I skipped that part.
Yeah, but that's anyway, stretching.
I know, Jim. But so anyway, but what I'm saying is, I didn't tear anything. I just tweaked it.
Yeah.
And when I tweak things, like I've said before, my body... No, I don't complain, Jim. I just talked about the affliction I got, where my body is trying to protect itself. You know what happens when you sprain your ankle? It swells. You know why? Yeah. That's your body's way of saying, I'm going to protect this tissue that was just damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got this thing. When my body does that to me, it sends in the bodily fluids right into my joint that's been somewhat... injured, okay, but it comes in with little pieces of broken glass, Somehow I've got an infliction.
I have no idea what he's talking
where
about.
Where my body fluids is like crumpled up little pieces of glass. That's what I got from an orthodontist.
What
do you call it?
Orthopedic?
Orthopedic.
Okay.
They took fluid out of me. They took seminal fluid out of me. They put this big needle right into
my joint.
What
are you talking about?
And they drew it up. I'm serious. And then they tested
it. Where did you get from basketball to
That's what's wrong
Ebola.
With me. Oh. I'm just trying to explain.
Okay. Well, how does it feel today?
Not good.
Okay. What did you? You didn't go to a doctor, but what do you think? A couple days? Couple
Three
weeks?
Good days. Three
okay,
hard
well,
days.
That's not bad.
No.
All right.
And Nikki brought me.
Mom.
Nikki is the greatest person.
She is.
You'll ever find in your lifetime.
Well, she's a good mom. I mean, she brings stuff and
she brought me a whole bag of stuff, but I can't figure out. So she brought me a wrap, but I can't figure it out. Can you?
I don't know how that would help you, really.
Well, to wrap it up real tight.
Yeah. I think, well, you got to take this off and then it stretches, right?
But I don't
Isn't
know.
Isn't that tape? It looks like tape. I have something like that for my
knee. Come here, Todd. Todd, come here.
Yeah, sure.
This is, it's like gauze, not gauze.
But I don't
What's
feel
this
anything
stuff called?
Sticky, do you?
No, you got to peel it off. You got to peel
but
it off.
I don't think it's sticky there either.
No, you got to peel it off here. I got to get this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this could be dollar store stuff. This is hard to open.
Nikki bought it. She wouldn't buy stuff from the dollar store.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't. She's pretty classy.
Isn't that weird, Todd?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we got three of us, three grown men here, three very intelligent men. Looking at them,
well,
we can't. So can you imagine you poor people trying to figure out?
I got it. Here it is. Okay.
What, is it sticky?
Yes.
Very.
What is?
Look at that.
How'd you do that?
Eat carrot.
All right.
Okay, we figured it out. So John's going to wrap his Achilles heel, right?
Yes.
Super tight. That could help you. Okay, anyway, John, let's entertain. Not entertain, but let's talk about it. Hey, you came in today, and I was a little... John's wearing a...
We got a couple of texts this morning. One is John on painkillers?
Right?
I wish I was.
And then Mike says, did he just say seminal fluid?
I think that's what it is, isn't it? I think that's what it is in your joints.
Ebola? No, I don't think so, John. I think... Yeah. Anyway, okay. I just want to say he came in wearing a St. Norbert sweatshirt today. And, you know, that's very controversial. It's in the news right now. Are you following any of that, Todd, in Green Bay?
I'm not.
Okay. And I said, why? It's just, I said, are you wearing that because it's in the news? He goes, no, it's the only clean thing I had. So, anyway.
Yeah, just so you know, John, seminal fluid is what your testes make.
What the hell is that doing to my Achilles tendon? Yeah,
that's why we're wondering if you're
that's
on painkillers.
No, but if anybody's got any, I'll take some.
No, you wouldn't. Ooh.
What do you mean I wouldn't? I wouldn't what?
Oh, painkillers.
Yeah.
I thought you meant seminal fluid.
Oh, no.
Maybe you're a little low.
No, thank you.
So, okay, yeah.
Check the dipstick on that.
We're all stocked up here.
We got to get back on track here. So, 4 degrees.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn to talk like that? Some Panamanian sailor want a hump bar? Or is it getaway day and last shot at your owner's whiskey? Either way, sell it somewhere else. We're all stocked up here. Here, can you take this one off too? I can't
here,
get
just,
I don't
have good. Look at this. It's just tear it. Jeez.
So anyway, Todd.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's get
What's going on?
Yeah.
We just got another text. This is entertaining. Hashtag Nikki's Dollar Store Tape.
Right.
Thank you, Vintage Rose. Hey, I met Rose yesterday at Vintage Rose.
Oh.
We're coming
tomorrow.
We're going to be there all day.
Yep. Yeah, she's going to keep you guys in line tomorrow.
Awesome.
Right. She runs the ship around there.
Awesome. But how good of a day am I going to have tomorrow? We're going there where I can't eat anything, so I have to have a root canal and crown put on.
There's also a bet going on already at Vintage Rose if you end up losing that and actually eat.
Oh.
Are they putting you under? Because that was the conversation. They're not.
They
so
do
why
nothing.
Can't you eat?
You're just not supposed to have stuff in your teeth like.
Well, you can brush your teeth and floss.
I don't know about that. Not eating, did I tell you that? I'm going at Friday. I can't eat on Thursday. Well, Thursday, I can't eat like Thursday afternoon, I think is what they say.
For what?
Why?
Because Friday, I'm going in after work, after here for a stress test.
Shut up.
Yeah, you go on that with the EKG. Have you done that?
You've got less stress than anybody I know. Why do you need a stress test?
No, they put those.
Yeah, I've had one.
Right. You're supposed to do that every 10 years.
Oh, man. Mine was probably 20 years ago.
Then you should just do that. Just check to make sure, you know. If you have a goal to, remember, weren't you and I going to run the Sarugi's run?
Yeah.
You should really, you know, get a stress test. It's covered under your insurance. The preventive stuff is covered under your insurance. And you wait till something bad happens, then you go to the doctor, and then it costs you money, and then you complain. There's a lot of stuff that's covered, preemptive things. So, yeah, I'm going Friday, 10 o'clock, 9:45.
I feel stress-free.
That's really
nothing stresses me out.
It's not a mental test. It's physical. You get on a treadmill and they run. They put the degrees up to like 7, which is, that's pretty steep, right?
Elevation?
Yeah.
That's really high.
Yeah.
That's about as high as it goes.
10. But yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm doing that. Then you run and you run pretty fast and then they slow down and you walk and they just monitor all that stuff. And they say, hey, look, you know, you're good.
Yeah, I've had one.
Yeah. So have I.
But what do they do if you have stress?
No, they don't really
put you
stress
on tranquilizers or something.
It's more about your heart.
It is.
And
it's more
blood
about,
flow and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I thought it was more of like, are you stressed out
mentally? No, that's the mental part. This will tell you if you have any blockage or, you know, is everything flowing good? So, the guy just said, look.
You know what I had? I had one of those other things.
A murmur? Heart murmur?
No, a test. I had it in Two Rivers, at the Aurora in Two Rivers. What's it called?
It's a veterinarian place.
No, it's not. It's for, plaque.
Yeah, right.
Yes, for plaque in your heart,
which
in your arteries.
The flow of blood.
Yes.
Okay.
So probably the same type of thing.
I think so. I don't know.
Those are good. I mean, that's
they're
5 minutes.
They're all at 7 in the morning. Yeah, it's longer than that.
The only thing is, you know the only bad part? You have to hold your breath for like 30 seconds. It's like, that part's hard.
Yeah. The most of those tests are 7 in the morning, which is cool because you can't like drink coffee and stuff before that. And I like obviously to drink coffee, but because of this place, I can't go till 10.
What's this music, Todd's playing?
Well, it's like we're on the doctors or something this morning. You two going over your afflictions and afflictions and your seminal fluid and stress tests.
I thought that's what it's called. It's in your joints.
Nope.
No.
No. In fact, text came in. It's official. Never in the history of any radio talk show in the world has someone claimed they had seminal fluid in their Achilles.
All right. Dr. Mike.
Sarah says, greetings from Punta Cana this morning.
Ooh, hello, nice. Sarah. Wow. Oh, she put a big thing on her Facebook bragging. She's going to be in Punta Cana.
She did. That's
I said,
awesome.
You better still listen.
And she is.
Oh, my God. Bob Dylan is sold out already.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Mind on my air back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And now, back to Guess Mino's Affliction, brought to you by Geritol. If you have tired blood, Geritol will infuse your body with the iron you need. Guess Mino's Affliction with your host, Jim Schmidt.
That's
pretty good, Todd.
That's from that show your dad was on, the Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour. Remember that on Sundays? That's where he discovered Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, really?
What's her name?
Midnight
Train to Georgia. Okay. He's a superstar, but he never got far.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight. Yeah. That's where she was discovered, and that was the main sponsor.
Geritol.
Okay.
Friends, you have iron poor blood.
Yep.
Yeah. They still make that. What was it?
I don't know. It must have just been iron.
But that was all in the soap opera. I mean, that just.
I know.
Those,
it was
those
big.
Old people
but then
stuff.
Whatever happened to it? You and I wonder, still, what it, I wonder what it really was.
You can actually still get it.
You can still get it.
There's liquid supplements, and it's basically just a nutrition support, like a multivitamin kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Iron poor blood.
B vitamins and iron for whatever.
Okay. There you go. Ted Mack, Original Amateur Hour. Hey, got this text here. I hope you guys got your Bob Dylan tickets for the Widener. He is sold out. But just announced this morning, Bonnie Raitt, September 17th at the Widener. Tickets on sale Friday. Bonnie Raitt's great. Got this one from Chuck. I think it's called the heart calcium scoring test. You are correct, Chuck.
Yeah.
And it's easy. Like I said, the only thing you got to hold your breath. I want to say 30 seconds.
That's not that long.
Really? Okay, let me time you real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Ready?
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 Take a nice deep breath. I've got a timer right here.
Put this tape over your nose. You're not
breathing. I won't cheat.
I want your tape over your nose.
Okay. Here?
Go.
Go. I've got a timer right here. We're now at 5 seconds.
I think you're breathing through your nose. Okay, hold your nose shut.
10 seconds.
You're turning red.
Well, you are. I'll do it. I was not.
Well, you are. You're turning red. I'm being honest.
I wasn't cheating.
Failure. Do you want to try it again?
Failure. Want to try it again?
Okay.
You can't
ready?
Talk. I'm not looking at him. Okay.
Take
ready?
A breath.
Okay.
Three,
take a breath.
Two.
Come here. We got to pinch your nose.
Yep. Three, two, one, start.
28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21. 20, 19, 18, 17.
You're slowing down.
16, 15,
10, 9,
14. Eight. You opened your mouth. You just opened your mouth again. 10, 9, 8.
Okay. No, you made it. You made it to 34 seconds.
Whoa.
Then I was going to pass out. Michael, you'll be giving a mouth-to-mouth this morning.
Oh, no, that ain't going to happen.
That means you're going to die.
Yeah, that's right. I told you before we came out, I took a, what was it called? I want to take this. No, it wasn't a stress test. It was on how long are you going to live test.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those.
Did you take it? What was it? You know what Mike came out to, Johnny?
Mike came out to I died 3 years ago.
No, it was 85.
You're gonna live to 85?
I can see that.
That's what it said, John.
I can see that.
I'm gonna dig it up.
You
looked
would.
It up. I said, here, it's called Super Age.
All right.
And Super Age longevity quiz results. So I took that, and score was 85.61.
Did you cheat on any of the questions?
No, I did. Actually, I was really honest with
you. All
right. So, how often do you work out? You know. And it's everything was four choices, so it was like none and a lot. So I like that one. I took maybe the bottom from the none, but
with the none?
No. Jeez. Okay, this is.
Are you on painkillers?
I think somebody slipped you something yesterday.
Right.
Anyway,
unless something's in the Aleve.
But that's.
I took 12 Aleve yesterday. That's too much.
You know, though, I went to, I sprained my ankle one time, went to the doctor, and he said, take 6 Aleve. And I said, that sounds like a lot.
I know, right?
No, but he said, look, that or I'll write you a prescription.
I would have taken the prescription. Nobody will give you a pain prescription anymore. It's impossible to get. You must.
I thought that was a lot.
If somebody gives you a pain prescription, you got something really wrong with you.
Yeah. I just thought that was a lot.
Yeah,
and
I just think I just think after the age of 60, you're not going to turn into an addict. And if you are, big deal. What have you got to look forward to anyway? So right. What I'm saying is, give me some Oxy, give me some Valium, give me some, you know, whatever's.
Yeah, because that stuff works.
That stuff works perfectly.
Does it?
It works perfectly. But and I'm not going to turn into some weird whatever guy.
But if he gave you 30, and let's say he wants you to take 3 a day, so this is good for 10 days.
Yeah.
And you took them all.
Yes.
And you go back. He's not going to give you any more.
That's all. That's fine.
And a doctor, they're so networked now.
They know where everyone.
Right. If you go to one doctor, you go that doctor shopping, that doesn't work anymore.
Uh-uh.
And if you would
get it's called buffet doctoring or something like that. There's a term for it, or smorgasbord doctoring.
Yeah. And then there's the illegal stuff. You're not dumb enough to do that because that could be laced with something. So.
But I did do that when my back was really bad, when I herniated those discs. I had two different doctors.
Doctor shopping. But you didn't buy it illegally.
No. But I had two different doctors giving me the same thing.
Yeah.
But now they can't do that because it pops up on a computer.
It does. It does.
Yeah. I didn't realize we were working with Elvis Presley over here.
Oh, man.
You're going to die on a toilet with Shea Carpenter in there.
Dr. Nick, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Nick.
Nicolopoulos. Or something like that.
Dr. Nick. Yes.
But you got to admit, that stuff does work. I mean,
it really takes the pain. That's all it does. It takes the pain away.
It does. It doesn't.
Doesn't put you in La La Land. Doesn't make you want to go jump off a bridge.
No.
Just takes away pain.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I said, the pendulum has swung pretty far the other way, and maybe
but if you're over 62, 65, for everybody. It's like, really? I got no history of drug abuse.
You're not going to sell them.
No.
You're not going to, probably you're not going to OD.
No.
So even if they would dispense them and you'd have to go every day, which is kind of weird. But
go there and get your daily whatever. Right. I don't understand why they just made a blanket thing. Nobody can ever have painkillers anymore.
No, it's not that. But boy, are they strict on that now. But, you know, those
like I said, I'm
going to
have a root canal tomorrow and a crown, and they won't give me a single thing. I mean, they'll give you a shot when they do it. But afterwards, they won't, for the pain, they'll tell you to take Tylenol and Advil, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they'll do.
And that's not the way it used to be.
No.
That's, well, anyway.
Yeah.
There's other stuff, though, John.
Hey, Grandma went to prison for that. Come on. Oh, man. Today is Women's Sports Day. Nutella Day. I've never had Nutella.
You know, and that stuff, remember they couldn't keep it on the shelves?
Yeah.
It's just like unbelievable. I don't know.
Have you ever had it?
Peanut butter.
It's like peanut butter, chocolate flavored peanut butter kind of, basically, right?
Yeah.
I've never had that.
I don't.
Chocolate Fondue Day. I used to like those. I used to have those. Todd, did you have to work the, when we were at Midwest?
Well, those parties were fun.
The bridal big weekend things.
Yep.
They would always have those.
Yes. Yeah. Chocolate fountains.
Yeah. I liked them.
Fun, me too.
Put a little strawberry in there, a banana or something.
Also, right. Weather Person's Day today. Weather Person's Day. So all of our weather forecasts.
We got to get a hold of a weather person.
I'll try and get a hold of somebody.
Let's get a hold of one of our weather people. We're going to send a quick break. Monday the Mayor, big show coming up.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An arrest warrant has been issued for 40-year-old Gary Day of Cabot, Arkansas, in connection to the abduction of 16-year-old Sophia Franklin, who is the subject of an Amber Alert. Day faces two counts of abduction of a child and two counts of child enticement causing mental or bodily harm. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network released that Day's 2014 Black Buick LaCrosse has been seen with both Arkansas and Pennsylvania license plates. Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in Northeast Wisconsin Saturday. Last year's season wasn't that good due to warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks to be better as a couple of cold snaps helped make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and some sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions before going out on the ice. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. And while some places have 16 to 18 inches of ice, which is sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election officially got underway Tuesday. Voters can now cast their absentee ballots in person. Early voting for the spring primary will close on February 16th. The primary features one statewide race for superintendent, as well as various local elections, including a primary for Appleton Common Council District 11. There's also a primary race in Winnebago County for county exec. Residents can check the exact dates and locations offered for early voting in their area at myvote.wi.gov or contact your local clerk's office. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, later on this morning, your chance to win with laughter at 21 after. Tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Rush Center on February 15th. Tori Wittenbrock with the Green Bay Press Times stops by with headlines with the Press Times. And later on around 8:30, Terry Barr with another Slice of Wisconsin. Now back to John Mino and the Florence Nightingale of the show this morning, Jim Schmidt.
I got all the answers.
There you go. All right, absolutely.
I can help out.
Hey, that Tori from the Press Times, she does a great job with local sports.
Yep. She's good.
So she'll be in this
really
morning.
Really nice job.
We're actually talking about the Golden Apple Awards this morning with that.
Through the chamber?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Have you been to those?
Yep.
Yeah. Those are long.
It's a big thing.
I mean, great.
That's a big deal. Very big deal.
And we're getting some soup today, too. Did I tell you that?
Okay, well, I was just going to... Oh. It's so funny. I was just going to mention that. Yesterday, because of my affliction with my fluids, we couldn't... Because we were going to go get soup.
Yesterday, we were going to go to the...
Because it is Super Bowl month, right? Or week?
Just a week.
And we got lots of, do you have that list? Because we got a whole bunch of restaurants where they're donating a portion. Actually, I had Vintage Rose on yesterday. A portion of every bowl of soup or quart of soup that they sell that Parsons is going to your community shelter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a really cool thing.
It is, and this is like soup weather.
Yeah, so we got a lot of different places.
17 and, different places are participating.
Yes.
And I am going to find...
And we had some really good soup from Nicolay Family Restaurant from DePere. Joe and Mark coming in the other day. That was fantastic. You had the Booyah. I had the creamy potato,
right,
which was great.
Sidekicks Bar and Grill, Super Day, Rustique, The Pancake Place, Bay Family Restaurant, Oak Street Cafe, Not By Bread Alone, The Abbey, Green Bay, DePere and Suamico Festival Foods, Hilly Haven Golf Course, Stadium View, Nicolay Restaurant, Hey Soup Sister, The Booyah Shed, Euro Kebabs, The Depot, and Vintage Rose Bakery.
Phenomenal. You guys are going to make some serious money off this.
Yeah, we will.
That's great.
It is, and those are... just great soups, and yeah, this is the time of year to eat that. And there's a couple places that Soup Sisters, I want to try that.
Yeah.
I've never been there. That Euro Kebab, I've never had soup there.
No.
I mean, I've obviously eaten there, but...
Hey, you know where we got to go to try soup?
But you know what's coming in today?
We got to go to the Nepal place.
Oh.
I bet they've got a good curry, spicy...
Sure.
Ricotta soup.
I'm just throwing out there's ricotta, but I don't know.
I don't know. You just
throw
trying to think of his big words. This is big French. All right. Yeah, I'm going to do that today.
I could live on soup.
To Nikki.
I could live on soup.
Me too.
I could live on soup. I watched a good show last night on these people that think they're going to be off the grid, and they do it, and then they don't. It's like, you know what I mean?
They're almost, you drop them off like in Canada, that show?
Arctic Circle. Oh, no, it's not. I mean, these people who just, they decided, we're like, you and I have always talked about going off the grid.
Oh, absolutely.
So they moved to Alaska, and it's like, look at us. We're going to homestead off the grid.
Awesome.
Well, when it comes right down to it, like, they didn't know how to shoot a deer, so they're out of food. Mm, they were,
wow.
You know what I mean? He didn't have his roof insulated, so all the heat was going out. I mean, a lot of little things that.
Yeah, you want to at least be a Eagle Scout to do that.
You get all that stuff down. Yeah. So.
But that'd be fun to get off the grid. I'm looking forward
to
that.
I would, too. I would love to get off the grid.
That's probably 5 years away from that. So
I still want to be able to text, though. Can you text off the grid?
No, just write a letter. Get a stamp.
Have you noticed how long
it takes?
I sent something to Manitowoc the other day.
I would say that's true.
It took almost a week to get from here to Manitowoc. I could have walked with one Achilles tendon working.
Yeah,
I could have walked with one crutch. Yeah. I could have walked to Manitowoc there and back. 20 times before that letter got from Green Bay to Manitowoc.
Donna still sends
Where does it go?
I know Donna still sends out birthday cards, which is cool to get a birthday card. But, I mean, you got to be 3-4 days ahead of the game now.
Well, I'm going to be sending my granddaughters, you know, Valentine's Day type
stuff. Get them out now.
Right.
I got to get it out now.
You can put right on the envelope or the gift. Don't open until Valentine's Day, but you got to get it out now.
And if you want to get it quicker, it's a couple more bucks.
If you got plenty of time now. What is today? 6th, 7th?
Yeah. But still, I mean, it took a week to get to Manitowoc.
Yeah.
And it was a little thumb drive. So it's not like it's some big, heavy type of thing. I mean, what happens? I mean, I have all the respect in the world for our mail carriers and everybody. I have all the respect in the world for that.
No.
But it's like, what happened that things are so slow?
No, it's slow. And they're paid like...
Don't you? But okay,
they're everywhere too.
It's not people walking the streets. Okay, those.
No, no, no. That's what I mean. No,
it's the processing of
that's
it, right.
That's what I'm saying. What happened?
We've
to the processing
cut that. We've
part.
Cut that whole thing back way back, administration ago.
But
okay.
How come FedEx can do it?
Because they didn't cut back. Because our government didn't cut back their processing.
How come they're making money and we're not?
Well,
I don't know. I just the guy in charge. I mean, he's got a little bit of an attitude, but
who's in charge?
I don't know that guy. That's. He was appointed the czar of the postmaster.
Coop? Was it Coop?
No,
with the big beard?
No, that's see Everett
hell.
Coop?
Yeah.
Dude, that he was like
jeez.
What was
first of all, the guy was forever ago and wasn't he the health guy?
Yeah.
The doctor of doctors. Anyway, the post office see Everett Coop.
You
oh
are on
God.
Something
yeah,
this
wow,
morning.
That's we gotta bring some of that.
L. Ron Hubbard?
No.
No.
I think the post, remember Ross Perot, you guys?
Of course. Yeah.
But he said.
I'm Ross Perot.
He just said, give me the post office and I'll make money. And I wish we would have at least tried that. FedEx, get this. If you're sending a letter in New York City and you're on the 33rd floor and you're sending it to the 34th floor, that stuff goes to Memphis and comes back and they get it the next day. Instead of just taking it up there, they've got a system that just.
But you pay
works.
For it too. You pay
True.
For it. It's not cheap. It's not like sending a letter for how many cents that is now.
Yeah, and I know that, Bezos using U.S. Post Office for a lot of stuff because it's cheap. But maybe they need to raise their prices. I don't know, what are stamps, a dollar now?
I don't even know. What are they, Todd? Do you know?
I'll look it up.
I don't know.
I mean, a dollar to send something across the United States, I'll pay a dollar for that.
I agree. I'm not saying anything against the price, and I agree. I got to say something else. This is going to be so opposite of the way you would think I would think about something, okay? You know what I still think is the greatest bargain that there is?
I'd say a letter's very, very close.
Besides that, something that you eat. And every person's going to disagree with me.
Ramen noodles.
Nope. Never had them.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I look at those things on the shelf, and I'm thinking, how do they do that? How do they package it in colorful packaging, ship it, and it's take up the store? And it's like, you know, you can still, it's pennies. Like, not pennies, but it's...
Yeah, it's the college kid thing. I mean,
but it is. It's
like I said, my thing in college was the TV dinners, manhandler.
Yeah.
How do you handle a hungry man?
Okay, so what do you think the best deal is in this country?
Eggs.
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 Have you been following eggs?
Yep. And I realize they're going crazy, but think about this. You buy a dozen eggs, you can live off those for like a week, maybe a week and a half. I'd probably go 2 weeks with a carton of eggs. And I
There's
love
like 12
eggs.
In there.
Right. But so how much is it per egg? Like 25 cents? Think about that. What can you get for a quarter these days? You can get 10 minutes parking out here downtown Green Bay when you're trying to take care of the local business people.
Eight
minutes for a quarter. What can you buy for a quarter? But you can buy an egg. Think about that. And like one hard-boiled egg can kind of like fill you up. And it's really good for you.
Yeah.
Tremendous protein.
I don't know how much eggs
I think eggs are the best. I know they're going crazy. But before they went crazy, I think they're the best bargain of food that there is.
Hmm. 73 cents, by the way, for postage.
Wow, it's that high.
But that's still 73 cents.
I remember it was six cents.
Okay, Grandma. Yeah, I know. No.
That wasn't that long ago. That was like 2 years ago. There were 6 cents.
I do think, though, that if there's Amtrak, the U.S. Post Office, there are inefficiencies. I mean, do you really need those blue boxes everywhere?
Boxes?
You have to drop your mail off.
Oh, do they still have those?
Yeah.
Where do they have those?
There's one on Alloway Avenue.
There's one down here on Broadway.
Is there? Okay. Oh,
come on.
Well, you don't see those much anymore.
Well, then they got to stop and get them, and they keep them.
It's funny. I was at a sketchy gas station the other night, and I look at the phone booth, and it's torn out because there were too many drug transactions used to take place at those phone booths.
Yeah. That was like
They came cell phones, but you couldn't trace, you know, those things. So, yeah.
But the post office, so there's one downtown here, and I went in there. I lost my passport. You can get your passports at post office. Did you know that?
Say that again?
You can get your passport at a post office.
Yeah, I know that.
So I went there, and they did my passport, took the picture, and the lady was like, she couldn't have been nicer. I'm like, this is awesome. So then... whatever happened, but I lost my passport. So I went back maybe a couple months later. I said, hey, I need, and I got a guy this time. And I said, look, I lost my passport. Can I get that ticket? Oh, no, we can't do that. We're just booked today. We're just packed. I said, what kind of need that? He goes, well, you know what? I think they're doing passports at the county, which they do every day. I'm like, look, I'm not a tourist. I mean, I know that, but it's cheaper at the post office. He goes, no, we're totally booked today. There's nobody in there but me. I'm like, So then I went to the county, spent the extra money, got it done. She was pretty nice. I went back to the post office twice that day, and there was nobody in there. Like, that guy lied to me. So then I went to do a complaint. And have you ever tried to put a complaint in on the post office? It's a loop.
Nobody's put a complaint. Who's... Todd, did he just ask that like a legitimate question? Hey, how many times have you put a complaint to the post office?
You can't it. Oh. You hit the voicemail and then it goes back to the beginning. I thought, whatever. Anyway, the post office is great. I think it's a really good deal, but I do think there's room for improvement. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
And I think Ross Perot was onto something, and I think we missed an opportunity there.
All right.
So, anyway, but...
Are you done? You want to try? Kids, National Weather Person Day. You want to get your soapbox too?
Todd said I can't do that. So
we get Todd. You got anybody? Let's call Channel 5.
Yeah, he's. A good
I'll
guy.
Try and call him. He call usually doesn't answer, but
he'll
we'll try.
Or give that we get that nice scarf and gloves from Channel 11.
Channel 11. Try Pete.
Pete
Petoniak.
Well, he's really not.
He's a meteorologist.
Like, I know, but he's kind of like the anchor guy in the morning.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't have a lot of free time.
So is Jordan, though. Like, he's on, too, in the morning.
Yeah, give him a call, though. We get him.
Okay.
Journalist, right. Talk to us. Happy birthday, Tyler Farr, who I don't know who Tyler Farr is.
Country star.
Ah, I didn't know that. Sarah Evans. I used to love her. Whatever happened to Sarah Evans?
I don't know, but
she's... You know she married?
Who?
She married a guy that was drafted by the Packers. His name was Jay Barker. He was a quarterback at the University of Alabama when they won the national championship. And then he was drafted by the Packers, I want to say seventh round, and he does sports talk. We could get him on a show sometime. He's a sports talk guy in Alabama, and he's married to Sarah Evans.
Who's Sarah Evans?
Great country singer.
Huh?
Passionate kisses. Whoa. Passionate kisses.
That's
whoa.
He just said, I don't think
passionate.
That's her.
Yeah, it is. It's Sarah Evans. No.
Okay.
She had some big songs, though.
Okay.
Bobby Brown, former husband, of course, to Whitney Houston. How do you mess that up? Right. How do you screw that up? I'm sorry.
That's
come on.
Great looking meal ticket. Yeah, I know.
You know who's looking weird? Pamela Anderson.
Well, she's not wearing makeup anymore.
I know. Yeah. I know. She's kind of done away with that. I agree in all the women's rights, and I don't need to wear makeup to look good for you, pigs, whatever. But Pamela, maybe a little. You might want to think about it a little.
No, I don't think so.
She looks so different that it's like weird.
That industry shouldn't exist.
I don't know.
Why don't you wear makeup?
When I'm on TV, I do sometimes.
That's true. But no, I'm saying if you're not on TV, if you're just going to work, going
to impress
the store,
you?
No, why don't I think that was a terrible invention, women's makeup. I just don't think, because I think that right away you start in the morning way. I don't look good enough to be out. It's like, yeah, you do. Why do you? I'm not a big makeup guy. And I know that's a huge, huge industry. I mean, God, the money they make.
Quick break. Hold on.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right.
I'm trying to think. Todd always has a theme and a reason why he plays music.
Honestly, not always.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes if I'm trying to make a phone call or something,
I can't think of it.
I just pull one out.
Okay.
Christopher Guest is 77. He used to be on Taxi, right? Was he Jim on Taxi?
No, he was on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
Yep.
He was one of the, I hate when that happens, guys. Wasn't he? You ever have like a ballpoint pen go into your eye? Yeah, I hate when that happens. Was that him?
He was in This Is Spinal Tap.
Oh, yes.
And he is married to...
He was one of the SCTV guys.
That is correct. He's married to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Huh?
I did not know that.
Since 1984.
Oh, wow.
Good for him.
Well, she was young then. That's when like Halloween and those were first coming out, wasn't it?
They came out at like 78, 79. So yeah, early. Yep.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
What are you talking about with... A ballpoint pen in your eye.
That's those two characters in Saturday Night Live.
I don't remember.
Hey, how you doing? Good. Hey, you know what I really hate? When somebody takes a ballpoint pen and they jam it in your ear? Yeah, I hate when that happens. You don't remember that? Doc, you find one of those clips?
I'll see if I can find it.
All right.
That's funny.
Oh, they were great. Actually, one of the guys was, what's his name? Who's real big?
John?
Bill Murray. Not Bill.
John Lovett?
Nope. Todd, really famous. Real famous. Little guy, actor.
Yeah.
I want to say Billy Crystal.
Dana Carvey.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah. It was Billy Crystal. I think it was Billy Crystal and Christopher Guest.
Oh, man.
Who are the characters?
I think you're right.
Yeah. Got a thing here from Vicky. I agree with Jim on makeup.
You know, really, that I have daughters, but I don't get that. Why do you have to wake up and begin your day saying, I need to paint my... We never do that. Did you ever wear makeup? I mean, in acting we did, and I get that, but that was really more so we didn't have that shine.
Well, the thing
the
is,
light,
though,
but...
too, with that, with women a lot of times like that, you know, what's...
Careful.
No, I'm being nice.
Let me get the backup sound effect just in case. just in case.
Get that backup sound ready. Okay, John. All right. Let's hear why women have to wear makeup, John.
I'm not saying they have to wear makeup. What I'm saying is...
It makes them look better? Is that what you're saying, John?
I'm
hit
just
the button.
Saying if they... Here's what I'm saying. I'm going totally the opposite of the way you guys think I'm going on this. I think it gives women confidence. And if that gives women confidence, then I'm all for it.
Back it up.
But you're right. They don't need it. But I think sometimes women think,
why?
I look better because they just feel like they look better.
That's That makes zero sense.
Then why do TV anchors wear makeup?
Because of the
where do guys glow, why do guys
glow
wear,
for the light? Nah, why do bald. Men dye their hair?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't.
Alright.
It's why? Like I just John that in that industry you have
why
no
do you,
idea.
Why do you want to lose weight?
I was. Well, because I live longer. I want to live to be that 86, whatever that guy said yesterday.
Nobody wants what, no, that. They don't want you living that long. Give the people what they want for once.
Go ahead. Smoke this. Drink that.
You want to listen to a little bit of
this?
All right. This is long. We won't listen to the whole thing. But...
Hey, Willie.
Hi, Frankie.
How's the West Wing?
All secure.
That's good.
You know something, Frank?
What?
I don't like being a night watchman. There's nobody here.
That means we're doing our job, Willie. And doing it well.
Yeah, but I liked it better when we was messengers. I mean, and then I was out, I was meeting people.
Like that woman over at Shadelman Suits, right?
I dropped her. Yeah, she was all over me she was. I need room to breathe.
I know, Willie. The stallion needs to run. And run free.
Okay.
Hang on, is this
good? What's the
matter? My shoulder hurts. You know that narrow hallway in the boiler room? The one with the...
exposed bolts coming out of the wall?
Yeah. Well, every time I walk past it, the bolts dig right into my shoulder. It's very painful.
Boy, I'm gonna talk about some pain. I bought one of them linoleum knives the other day, you know?
With a double edge?
Right. Yeah. So I go home, you know, and I spread my toes apart, and I just start sawing back and forth, you know? And I take a little thing of Tabasco sauce, you know what I mean? Talk about a hot foot, mister. Boy, that was rough.
Yeah, that's it, right there.
That was that.
Yeah, the... With the exposed bolts.
I used to be a great skit. They used to have great character skits. Saturday Night Live.
I know.
They really they had great character.
Oh,
hard to believe like Billy Crystal was on.
I know,
and,
right?
And what's his name who does the late night show now? Took Letterman's place.
Oh yeah.
Conan?
Yeah.
Conan? No. What's his name? You know who?
Seth Meyers?
No.
Well he's on Letterman.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon, sure.
Yeah. He used to be on there.
Oh, he took Leno's spot.
Or Leno spot, yeah.
Didn't he kind of have a little bit of a meltdown?
I think so.
I heard he likes it.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
And for those of you at home that
it was
can't
drinking.
See,
yeah,
drinking.
It was drinking. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was drinking. But yeah, he.
A lot of those guys, when I was talking, we had the girl on at Heritage Hill who played Nellie Olson.
Right.
In Little House.
Yep.
And all during rehearsals and all day going through the scripts, Michael Landon would have a coffee cup and it was full with wild turkey. He would sip wild turkey all day. And she said he would specifically wear extra tight jeans and make sure some shots were complimentary to it. Oh, yeah. Oh, she told all these stories.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. 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 I got this. Makeup for women is like a suit and tie for men. It changes your attitude about yourself. Perfect. Thank you. That's what I mean.
Okay, but that's
apples
by Dave. Jill says, I wear light makeup to enhance my features. 3-time cancer survivor. I believe I look good, feel better.
There you go.
All right. Well,
that's
fine.
There you go.
She does it because she wants to, not because she feels like
I have
to.
But it gives you more confidence. If you feel better about yourself when you're doing stuff like that, why not do it? What's the problem?
Okay.
You're not doing it to impress somebody else. You're doing it for yourself.
As long as you don't feel like you have to, then, then I'm fine with it. All right. Okay. Let's move on. All right.
I can't get the whole Little House on the Prairie story.
The beauty's with it.
When we come back, we're talking to one of our great friends, Mike Stiepak, who's on his way to work the Super Bowl this week. We got Laughter After 21 coming up.
It's at?
At 21 After.
Yep.
Yep.
We got the folks here from the Press Times. We got a big show coming up. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.